everyone, and welcome to the sattvicfamily.blogspot.com podcast. My husband and I have dedicated our lives and hope to help as many people as possible with informing the public about health and wellness information that I personally feel is not out there. I mean, actually, in reality, it is out there, but not a lot of people know about it. You might know of Wayne Dyer, you might know of Dr. Richard Schultz, but if you do, you're one of the very, very few people. If you've been really, really researching health and wellness options that are outside of Western medicine, again, unfortunately, you are one of the very, very few people. And then on top of that, you've got a lot of people that are in the health holistic movement, and they're just charging an arm and a leg. And I feel that it's an utter crime that there's not two sides of the coin. You know, one side that's obviously financially supporting them, because if people like us don't get financially support, unfortunately, we don't exist, or our voices are not as heard. But the other side is that they should be providing information to everyone. That's why we've created our blog, the Sattvic, S-A-T-T-V-I-C, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, .blogspot.com. Again, the Sattvic family .blogspot.com. Anyway, we were really shocked to find such, just maybe a few people doing podcasts, providing free information about health, wellness, and life coaching. We do all three. Basically, what happened was my husband developed asthma, and out of nowhere, it was first bronchitis and then turned into asthma. Doctors did not know what to do. They misdiagnosed. They probed and prodded him. They suggested he should go on medication for the rest of his life, and that's just not an option for us because we know the side effects of asthma medication, long-term usage of asthma medication. And we just wanted to know why. Why did he get it? Why did he develop it? We went to specialists. Guess what? They didn't know. And these are like the top of the game. The specialist we went to, in fact, his name was Dr. Wolf. And he basically said my husband's asthma was so bad that they wanted to do a study on it. And I mean, he's in his late 20s, and it's just like, you know, his asthma's this bad? Okay, but why? You know, and he's like, well, I don't know, but I can explain to you what happens. And I'm like, well, I know about the inflammation. We know about this, you know, but what triggers it? And then they go on the spiel about how, oh, well, you know, it could be a number of factors, but they can't isolate it. Anyway, I ended up going to India really on a whim. It wasn't planned. It was just impromptu. I had heard of Ayurveda, which is India's science of medicine. It's existed for approximately 5,000 years and is what they call a sub-Veda. It's part of the one of the Vedas, the Vedic texts that are ancient and part of Hindu culture. Anyway, on a whim, I just was like, you know what, I'm going to go. I fortunately had the money to go and was just like, I'm going to go. I want to research as much as possible. I knew nothing about it. I was just really doing it because I love my husband, and he couldn't go, unfortunately, at the time. He was so ill, he had no option. So I ended up getting on the plane, and I went to study at Jiva Ayurveda. If you guys look it up, it's Jiva, JIVA.com. It's in Faridabad, just outside of New Delhi, and I ended up studying under an amazing team of doctors. They are also MDs, so these people are trained, you know, they're not just like pulling it out of nowhere, what they're saying. They're not just doing holistic. They know medicine, they know, you know, all the different systems and whatnot, the biological systems of the body, how things interact, you know, they know all the different types of pharmaceuticals that are available and the side effects, as well as the benefits. And what I discovered there was really shocking, and that's that, and I'm not kidding you when I say this, that their system of medicine I found to be even more advanced than Western. Now, granted, I think that if you get in a car accident, you wouldn't go to an Ayurvedic doctor. In fact, if you did, you'd probably die pretty quickly because, you know, Western medicine excels at trauma. So if you have any sort of trauma, you go to an ER, and they can, you know, a lot of times take great care of you. That's their job. That's what they should be doing. But unfortunately, when it comes to diseases, when it comes to illnesses, they not only do they not know what they're doing, but they're prescribing incredibly harmful medications. Now, for example, let's give the case of asthma. When we're talking about asthma, you know, somebody can die from an attack. The great thing about Western medicine is if you do get an inhaler, especially one that has an anti-inflammatory in it, it honestly can do, it can save your life in that moment. Again, that's why it's good to have. But then let's say you now decide to go on the medication, this anti-inflammatory medication. Hey, you can now roam with the flowers and everything's going to be okay. Your asthma won't, you know, hit you. The consequences of taking steroids are so great, you know, that they outweigh the good you'd get from it. And unfortunately, doctors really are not educated enough in the drugs they're prescribing to be able to tell you that. And if they do, they're one of the great doctors that are out there, and you should honestly thank them for being that honest. So anyway, in Ayurveda, doctors look at asthma as being a digestive problem. Now, when I originally heard that, I said, you know, I can't believe that. It can't be digestive. It's got to be the fact we have cats. It has to be the cats, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then after months of literally just me debating this, you know, can't be digestive. It just can't be, you know, it's got to be air. It has to be, you know. Finally, we realized that whether he was around the cats or not, he still was having attacks. You know, it didn't matter where we were. He was still having attacks. And that's when I said, okay, let's check out this digestive thing. So we went through everything he ate, and oh my God, we found out that he could not eat gluten. He was incredibly gluten intolerant, and he could not have lactose. And guess what? The second we gave up those two foods, food groups, no attacks. And the second he would cheat and have some, guess what? Asthma attacks. And we're in LA, and it's a very smoggy city, so, you know. You'd think, hey, it's got to be the smog, it's got to be the air, but it wasn't. In fact, Ayurveda was right. And Ayurveda, in fact, is not the only system of medicine that looks at it that way. There are nutritional researchers that are very well aware of this. There are some asthma specialists in Western medicine that are, but again, they're the few. And again, they just want to put you on the medication because that's what they're trained to do. It's not their fault, really, but it's dangerous. Yeah, in fact, one of my favorite books ever, The Optimum Health Bible by Patrick Holford. I think it's the best book ever written on nutrition. I know that's saying a lot, but I say that because he covers so many different things from vitamins to herbs to just so much. I honestly, that book really started me on going, hey, maybe I should look at my diet and evaluate it. But anyway, my husband's doing much better. I mean, really. He, again, the second he cheats and has a little bite of one of those two things, he has it happen. But other than that, he's doing really well. But then when we looked at nutrition, we were like, okay, you know, there are certain things we want to accomplish with our lives, but in general, we're very happy people. You know, we have so many family and friends that are honestly miserable, you know, and sometimes, you know, things get us down really badly, and we've got to find ways to get ourselves back up. And so we started really researching the law of attraction. And we watched The Secret, like hopefully many of you have, and just realized, you know what, we've got to start questioning not only nutrition, but where we're going in our lives and where our friends and family are going. And out of nowhere, we started counseling people, not asking a fee for it, just doing it just to help, because we were researching so intently. Just wellness and just life coaching and different life coaching methods. If you Google Ava and Nick, Nik Speakman, Speakman, they're two of the most amazing life coaches out there. They don't have a system that's exactly, I don't think, you know, popular. They're completely unique life coaches, and they basically said, look, we might not have a university degree in this, but we produce results and we love people, and they're two of the happiest people you will ever see, and genuinely happy, honestly. They have a TV show called I think A Life Coach Less Ordinary, and it's amazing. You can find their YouTube site. I think it's Nick, Nik, and Ava, Eva Speakman on YouTube. Please watch their videos. But we just, you know, we had been researching so heavily, so many different forms of wellness, everything from meditation to Zen, various Zen practices, to Sheryl Richardson, to Louise L. Hay, to, you know, Wayne Dyer, of course, who we fondly refer to as the Wayne or Wayne. And we just found out so many different things that helped our lives and changed our lives dramatically, and we just decided to help other people with it. And then we found out something else, and that's that there's such a lack, again, like I said earlier, of free information being provided to people. And, you know, we were like, well, we really need to make money too, and we want to do something we love. We're both artists, you know, let's just focus on our art and then volunteer our services and our training as life and health coaches in our free time. And so what we basically came up with was that we're going to try to give as much information as possible for free, both on our blog and on these iPods, and hopefully we'll start a YouTube channel so you guys can actually see what we look like. And then we're going to also offer two other options, which we're doing now, which is via email. That's for more personalized help and coaching that people might need, and in person. So there's free, obviously, the podcast, the YouTube, and we're going to try to make that saturated information, not just some, hey, look at me, I'm promoting my site, you know, bull. You know, the other two options, of course, that's how we make our income until we, you know, focus more on our art or whatever it is we decide to continue to pursue. But we're loving what we do right now. We love helping people. And we want to provide as much information as we find. And we're going to keep putting new posts up all the time. So please, please, please check back here. The next post I do will probably be discussing more of our life coaching versus wellness. This has mainly been wellness. Our life coaching focuses on health and happiness, but with an emphasis on becoming happy and making sure that our thoughts are not negative, because, again, you have to see the secret. Our thoughts do impact our lives, whether we want to acknowledge that or not. And if you look at the current world, you know, you'll see that most of us are focusing on negative things. And so we really want to delve into not just the wellness, because in fact I think that the health is secondary to the happiness, and the happiness that emanates from us and that affects other people. And that's what basically most of our podcasts will be about. For health information, please go to our blog. Again, it's going to be saturated in stuff that we find. It's going to contain the exact same stuff as we would be offering for our services, except less personalized. So, you know, if you had a gluten intolerance, for example, like my husband, and you came to us, we would be tailoring a program to that intolerance. The programs that are on our site are basically for anyone, but they are thorough. So if you have cancer or if you have a serious disease, please, please go to our blog right away. Again, we are not MDs, and in America, you are basically thrown in jail if you claim to cure anyone. Yeah, that's exactly what they did to Dr. Richard Schultz and a number of other doctors. I think Dr. Christopher in Canada. People that have dedicated their lives and have thousands of people they've saved. I mean, thousands. It's really astronomical. So again, I'm just going to stress that these are health recommendations. These are not cures on our blog, even though I'm probably lying. They are incredibly powerful. Let me just quickly roll off right now what I'm talking about with regards to the programs that I've come up with, nutritional programs for people with serious illnesses. Again, you can consult your doctor. This is all based on nutrition, okay? So you're not going to blow your doctor away. In fact, they'll probably laugh at you and go, oh, that's not going to do anything, because that's what a lot of them do. In fact, when they make diet plans, normally they're catered towards if you have diabetes or if you have certain dietary restrictions, but not even gluten intolerance and stuff like that, because they don't know about that stuff. So they're probably just going to laugh at you and be like, oh, go ahead. But you know what? When your cancer's gone, I'm not saying I'm going to cure you, because I'm not going to cure you, because that's illegal. But when you're doing better, then you're going to have the last laugh, you know, and you're going to walk in there feeling like $1 million. But anyway, basically what I'm talking about with regard to nutrition and to if you have an illness is if you go to, again, our blog, thesotvicfamily.blogspot.com, you'll see on there a bunch of information on our cancer, the Sotvic cancer treatment. Now, what is that? That's a nutritional program that I've devised based on our research and what I found to work for ourselves, found to work to others. It's based on a lot of different doctors that are currently have products out on the market. Now, who I'm talking about is Dr. Gerson, if you've heard of Gerson Therapy, and Dr. Richard Schultz. These two sets of programs or techniques are devised for anybody with what they call an incurable disease, AIDS, HIV, cancer, you know what I'm talking about. And they focus on juicing. Now, you might think, why would juicing do anything? That's ridiculous. I'm going to talk about that in later posts as to why juicing is something that everyone should do, but if you have a disease, you especially should do it. In fact, you should start doing it the second you finish listening to this podcast. And especially, you should juice, and the Gerson Therapy stresses this a lot. You should use green vegetables, especially kale. Kale is heavily saturated in phytonutrients, and I'll talk more about phytonutrients later because that is a word you should honestly be very, very familiar with, even if you're just trying to prevent disease. But kale is fantastic, and other leafy greens, spinach, as everyone should know by now, spinach is very heavy in iron and, in fact, protein. And carrots and apples. Now, carrots are rich in pectin, which helps to just rid the body of anything that's stuck in it. Toxins, just bad things we have eaten in the past, bad things we're continuing to eat, unfortunately. Carrots. Carrots are what? Rich in vitamin A, the carotenoids. Carrots are amazing. They're miraculous, and they're used in a number of different types of treatments. I know that Gerson Therapy stresses carrots even more than Dr. Schultz does. Dr. Schultz is just like, juice anything. Gerson Therapy is specifically juice carrots, and you should get that book, The Gerson Therapy, if you're still searching for what you want to do for your health. That's a great book to have. But anyway, I delve into that. That's part of the program that I've developed. Again, I developed it based on research that I've done, both in Ayurveda and again with Gerson Therapy, and just having looked at the results they've obtained. Now, what's different from Gerson Therapy and Dr. Richard Schultz's Incurables program is, with regard to Ayurveda, I think that everybody who has a disease has a form of inflammation. Now, what should you do if you have something inflamed? You should consume lots of turmeric. What is turmeric? Turmeric is possibly one of the healthiest spices. In fact, you could say it is the healthiest spice that exists. Turmeric is frequently used in curries all throughout India. Well, in fact, in many places in India, they don't have curries. They actually just use, they call it like, it's just spices. Turmeric is used in everything in India. Turmeric is right now being studied for how effective it is in the treatment of AIDS. Its anti-inflammatory properties are, I think, the highest out of any natural plant in the world. It's used for skin discolorations, for scarring. It's used for as a detoxifying agent. It's used for so many different things. Now, what I've incorporated, which is not used again in either of the two therapies I mentioned earlier, is including pepper, black pepper, with the turmeric when you're consuming it. Why do I say this? Because your chance of absorbing the phytonutrients, which is plant nutrients, the phytochemicals, plant chemicals of turmeric, is 100 times stronger when you consume it with pepperine, which is found in black pepper. So if you have HIV or AIDS, right now go to Whole Foods, go to your local supermarket and buy some organic turmeric and organic black pepper and start making yourself a little salad dressing, people. I mean, it really, even mainstream medicine is studying it, and all throughout the world, not just in India. So that's what I've included that's a little different in my program. There are other things I've included. Garlic. Garlic is absolutely a superfood, but it's a superfood for reasons you may not know. So again, go to my page, thesattvicfamily.blogspot.com, or go to Dr. Richard Schultz's page, herb, herb.doc.com, or Google the Gerson therapy. Dr. Richard Schultz suggests you should eat 20 cloves a day of raw garlic because of its properties. And this isn't mumbo jumbo. It is literally a pharmacy on its own. It has antimicrobial, antibacterial properties, antiviral properties. It's just loaded. So anyway, that's just a little bit of what I'm talking about is on our blog. And that's something that anyone and everyone should have access to. You know, people, I mean, this isn't something everybody should just be making money off of. Oh, I'll tell you the secret to helping your illness if you pay me $600. You know, I've seen people charge $500, $600 per consultation for herbs that are literally from Chinatown. And I'm sorry, but Chinese herbs are unfortunately low quality nowadays because they're spraying them with such crap in China. There's no regulations. And literally do nothing. And the herbs that have the phytochemicals, the plant chemicals in the herbs that they're prescribing are not even useful for the illnesses that they're prescribing them for. I mean, and I'm not even a doctor and I know that. It's simple research, but these people are doctors and they know that. And they're taking advantage of people. So our blog, again, is dedicated to that. You can dispute it. You can research it. In fact, please do. Again, though, if you're going to, you know, begin an incurables program, I really recommend herbdoc.com or the Gerson Therapy, G-E-R-S-O-N Therapy. Those are the two I recommend. Again, mine is kind of a mix of the two. So, in fact, it's the mix of the two with some Ayurveda thrown in there. Anyway, please, please, please come back and visit us. The next post, we're going to have a lot more dealing with life coaching. This was a little wellness and a little hello there. So check us out again, thesatvicfamily.blogspot.com, and I hope you guys have a really, really great evening. And take some time for yourself today, okay? Take some time to just meditate, breathe, pray, do yoga. You know, don't just be addicted to the grind of whatever you're doing. You know, take some time for yourself. Take some time for your family. And just relax, okay? Bye.